Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studios. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, we're doing all right.
Playoff hockey time, baby. Woo!
It's golf season for my Ottawa Senators.
Woo! Poor Sens.
We suck.
Is there a Canadian team in the NHL playoffs this year or something? I don't watch Canadians.
Maple Leafs are one of the best teams.
Dude, don't just assume Canadian teams in general are really good.
It would be great if that cup went back to Toronto. I'm just saying.
Well, so the interesting thing about hockey, because we're going to diverge and just take this review right off the rails. I think like 60-some-odd% of the players in the league are Canadian, and then like 15 or 18% are like Swedish or European, and then the rest are American. So even though there's Canadian teams
in America. Why is so many teams in America?
Well, because they want to get it's a make work project to get Canadians down to the U.S. and get them a green card.
Yep.
It's a passive. Oh man, you remember the Copperheads after the Civil War, or is that what they were called?
What
were they called?
I know where you're going with this though.
Yeah, they're trying to invade us passive aggressively. It's like Ovechkin. He's like the top KGB spy.
Exactly.
He plays the NHL, so fucking no one thinks anything
about him. We've already got Hollywood locked down because people are like, yeah, I really like that guy. You know, like everyone loves Keanu Reeves, right? Everyone's like, oh, yeah, Keanu Reeves is the best. Ryan Reynolds. And the rest of us in Canada are like, oh, our plan is working so well. Oh. And, you know, in a few years, we'll have everyone in top positions of power.
You know, Blake Lively, she's an American. Ryan Reynolds, Canadian. He stole her from us.
Stole her. Yeah. She had no idea.
What are we trying to get Justin Bieber?
She thought it was weird that he...
Oh, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Anyways.
All right. So today we are talking about the Ace Prime MXS Signature Adrian Gonzalez El Titan. See if I can.
I love
now when they
that band looks your weathered, awesome.
Your weathered wood, man, in your backyard.
Oh,
yeah, okay. It's pretty dope. He's got a good shot.
I'm loving the coloring on that weathered.
Now, Aaron.
Yes.
Question about the El Titan. Does that mean it's from a factory named El Titan de Bronze?
No, it does not. That is the nickname of Adrian Gonzalez, who played baseball.
It's a great question, John.
Few teams: Padres, Dodgers, Mets. He's playing in Mexico right now.
He plays in Mexico now.
Yeah, I think he's going to be. I think he's going to try to manage the Mexican Olympic team in the upcoming Summer Olympics. So
they have a shot.
Mexico's got a shot. I think they're pretty good. I mean, they're not a top tier team, but they're pretty good. Latin America teams get in it, it's a passion thing for them. Yeah, so. Yeah. It's pretty cool. All right. This cigar is a Toro Extra, 6.5 inch by 50. Comes out of the Tabacalera Pichardo factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Mexican San Andres. Binder is from Nicaragua. Filler is from Nicaragua and Peru. Blended by Luciano Morelis. Price point is $12.50. Cigar was released in November of 2020. And we picked these cigars up from Napa Cigars in Napa, California.
Napa know-how.
So... So you can go to NapaCigars.net or you can give them a call. They do ship. So if they have something that you like in stock, let them know. They'll take a credit card and they'll send you some cigars.
Boom.
All right, June, tell us your experience with this cigar.
I think this is one of those cigars in which I probably could have just used one word on every single third to describe it. And then the overall, I could have used the same word. You know how, like, you guys do this where, like, there's certain cigars you review and you start writing shit and you're like, I don't know what the fuck to write. It just tastes like average nonsense, you know? And all you really want to write is just, like, one word about it. And then you're like, no, I need to fill up some space. And then you're like, I don't want to be, I don't want to lie to myself and fake it, you know? So you kind of, like, somewhere in between write some bullshit and basically just to say it's average. Anyways. That's basically what I thought. I thought it was average. I thought it was a pepper bomb, kind of an expensive pepper bomb at $12.50 a stick. But yeah, I just got a lot of pepper out of this thing off the get-go. A lot of white pepper, cedar, hay. Yeah, I mean, that. I hope you guys could fill in more words than that.
All right, Seth, what was your experience like?
You had a lot of words there, Jan. I'm not saying it was the best words or the right words, but you had words.
Yeah, pepper bomb.
I didn't get pepper notes. I had a like a sweet spice, cedar and plum and tobacco quality, especially for like the first third. But then it kind of, I got some pepper towards the end, but it just kind of went downhill. But that plum note kind of lingered with it going downhill. So like towards the end of the cigar, I was hitting like that stone fruit plum quality, which I usually love in cigars. So I was like, man, maybe I should just quit life. But it went downhill. The first third was enjoyable. Medium full. It was a more pronounced cigar. Good construction. Yeah.
All right. John, what was your experience like?
Well, I think I might be out on a limb here, which is funny because I'll have a lot to say when we get to construction, but I'm more with Seth on this. It was kind of a citrusy, musty wood, baking spices, and it was medium full. There's a little bit of chocolate to add some complexity. It was pleasant. It was enjoyable. I was like, yeah, this checks a lot of boxes for me. And then the second third was kind of more of the same. So I was like, well, you know, I want to be a hater because that's what's popular if you're on the developing crew. But I was like, yeah, it's still good. Now, the last third was kind of flat. That's how I describe it. So just kind of tannic cedar and, you know, a little bit of sweetness and musty wood and toasted wood. And I was like, it's kind of flat. The funny thing is the burn was perfect. And obviously I think I'm going to end up with like the highest score for flavor. But I was like, I started out and this thing almost didn't draw. And I was like, oh man, are we going to have the first NR cigar in the history of DP? And then it started to draw and then it kind of opened a little bit. But this is among like the worst scoring for draw that I've had in like the past 3 years. So, it's kind of funny cause it didn't seem to impact the flavor. Go figure. Aaron.
Yeah. For me, the cigar was very oak and earth focused, gained some toast and later char as the cigar went along, but the experience with the cigar was pretty average. So I kind of felt the cigar needed something else to really make it pop. You know, if you're a fan of like very earthy and wood focused profile, this is something to give a try to see what you think. But it just didn't do it for me. I just don't really see myself, you know, coming back to it. Just nothing really exciting for me. All right, let's get into the scores. We're going to start at the top with John at 6.22. June was next at 5.75. I give it a 5.05. Seth gave it a 4.78. So, John, how'd that 6.22 match up for you?
It's pretty respectable. When you consider the flavor score, it probably should have scored higher, but the draw really held it back. So I don't know, maybe if I had a normal draw, I'd be lower on the score because, you know, typically you would expect a lot of burn issues and a lot of flavor issues with a really tight draw, and I didn't seem to get that. So go figure. Seems about right.
All right, June, 5.75.
5.75 is a pretty no good score for June, even when I say it's typically average. I grade it somewhere in the six, but I didn't care for this. Makes me not so excited to smoke the other ones, but I will, right? Because they have a lot, so there's got to be something that's in a wide variety of range. So,
yeah, my 505 matches up well. I mean, it was slightly below average flavor profile. Construction was okay. Burn's a little funky, but yeah, it's. Overall, I thought it was just average, so it gets kind of a low five score. All right, Seth, 4.78.
Yeah, man, just below average. Disappointing.
Yeah.
Nice little teaser in the beginning and then just went downhill.
All right. Final thoughts on this from you guys?
I think that branded cigars tend not to do well. That is, you know, if you look at the and any kind of so, and this is not a knock against celebrity endorsement, but when you look at a lot of celebrity endorsement cigars, like any kind of collab cigars, they're usually doomed from the start, which is really unfortunate. But that's just one of the realities of the cigar industry.
There you go. All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalates.com. Follow us on all social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
East Prime Mavic Signature.